You think you're so much better than everyone else, and you're not. That's what Huckleberry Finn's dad says to him. He's like, I'm not gonna have a son who goes to school and reads and thinks he's better than me. I don't like Huckleberry Finn's father. He's very abusive. You know who Huckleberry Finn is? I found this app called LibriVox. And it's free audiobooks of all books that are in the public domain. So, like, anything old he did on there. You can get Anne of Green Gables on there. But I was like, I'm going to put my Anne of Green Gables recording on here. I know, but I should. I listened to The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, and I was like, I feel so hashtag triggered by the main character of this story, who was just like an abusive narcissist. And apparently Anne wrote this novel, and her sister Charlotte was like, nice try, but like, maybe you should leave the novel writing to us. And then she tried to prevent it from being republished. And I was like, Charlotte, you stupid bitch. Let us live. It's not Jane Eyre, but it'll have to do. Welcome to That Showbiz Baby. Today we're talking about something that brought Kate and I together many eons ago, which was initially, we were both really into True Blood for a while there.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Don't you dare laugh. True Blood was a gateway to horror. So I used to like really not like to watch horror movies. I would get too scared of my imagination for a wrong movie. But then when we started living together, and then I watched something like slightly scary, you would just like laugh. And you'd be like, oh, I know how they did that. Because Kate used to work in, like, she used to do, like, makeup for, like, on film sets and stuff. And so it was just funny to her. And then I was like, oh, horror is funny. I get it.
I get it. Oh, I understand that.
Now the only things that I watch nowadays are either documentaries or horror movies.
Actually, pretty close to the same. Yeah. Also, I just want to say hello, Spenny. Welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome.
We're happy to have you
back.
Great to be here.
Great to be here.
In my house.
So, here is some horror movie trivia. Psycho is the first American film to feature a toilet.
I guess, yeah, isn't it?
Wait, like first American film? Or first American horror film?
First American film.
Like film period.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not that long ago.
The Titanic sank over 100 years ago. We keep obsessing about it.
I mean, yeah. I think about the Titanic a lot when I go to sleep.
Is that your Roman empire?
Yeah. Titanic is my Roman empire.
Okay, question, babe. How often do you think about the Roman empire?
The Roman empire?
Yeah, tell me this.
Okay, thank God. Well, I knew you were a good one.
Okay, but then I did start to think about the Roman Empire. Like, I would Google it at night. I was like, because the only Rome I knew about is the one in Italy. And I'm like, you mean that little city in Italy? People were like, no, it's like an empire. And I was like, well, where is it? And then people would be like, it's gone now. And I'd be how did it just go away? What happened? Yeah. Can we talk about it? Anyway, then I started to become obsessed. And this is what men have done to me. Toxic masculinity is obsessing about the Roman Empire. Anyways, and I did know this before I read this on the internet, but Stephen King wasn't a fan of The Shining. He wasn't a fan of the book, and then he like didn't like what Stanley Kubrick did with the movie, which like I totally get. We will get to The Shining, but like there is a noticeable difference between the book and the movie, and the book was way better. And Stanley Kubrick like employed all kinds of like emotionally weird tactics to get the performance that he, which were like straight up abusive.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not a huge fan of Stanley Kubrick. I also hated Clockwork Orange. Like, I don't want to watch a movie where someone is breathing someone else. No, thank you. Anyways, on to Carrie. Brian De Palma was like, you know what, Sissy Spacek, she's not going to be good as Carrie. And then later on, he was like, I changed my mind. So three major horror movies are all inspired by the same serial killer. Ed Gein or Ed Gein?
Gein.
Ed Gein. Yes. What a guy. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of his earlier work. I'll say that. Paranormal Activity is one of the most profitable films of all time.
What?
When I first watched Paranormal Activity, I didn't know that it was like a movie. I thought it was a documentary. Really? Just about shit my pants during it.
but an actual witch was hired to help make the craft more authentic.
I was like, yeah, that tracks. Mm-hmm. I actually just watched that for the first time.
Oh, really? Like, which version?
That was the original?
Yeah.
The name of the demon in The Exorcist is Pazuzu.
Pazuzu!
And Pazuzu is taken from the name of the king of the demons in Assyrian and Babylonian mythology. Steven Spielberg thought that his DVD copy of Paranormal Activity was haunted. So as the legend goes, DreamWorks Studios was considering distributing it. So he took a DVD of the movie home to watch, but then got freaked out when the door to his bedroom door locked by itself. So then he like famously carried the DVD to work in a trash bag because he thought it was haunted.
That's adorable. Well,
despite the shock, he loved the movie and suggested a new ending that was used in the theatrical release. Buffalo Bill's dance in The Silence of the Lambs was not the script. So this guy was just freestyling at that point. Keep that in mind. Always keep that in mind.
Give that man an Oscar.
Oscar. 1981's The Evil Dead was given a budget of $375,000. Not much. Yeah. So to fit inside the budget, the crew couldn't afford to build the cabin where most of the story was set. So they instead found a remote cabin in a wooded area of Morristown, Tennessee. During pre-production, all 13 crew members slept in this cabin, which had no plumbing and very little space.
Oh my God. That'd be fun.
It was a difficult environment and reportedly led to numerous arguments. I was like, gee, you think? In Scream, Skeet Ulrich got stabbed for real on the set of the film, which I was like, thank goodness. Because I don't know how much of that was acting. He was being a real D-bag. Just a real douchebag. So the three primary factors that draw people to horror movies are the adrenaline, dopamine, and endorphins that come from watching something scary, and our fight or flight being triggered. And because there's always a high factor of unrealism, which also makes me laugh, viewers realize that what they're watching is fake, and there's like several cues to remind viewers that what they're watching is meant to entertain.
Yeah.
And so I don't like horror movies that are too real. Like, I'm living with like horror movies from the 80s. I'm like, you guys are so silly. What was the first horror movie you ever watched? For me, it was Firm.
Okay, wow. The first one that affected me that I can remember is Event Horizon.
Oh my God, I watched that like last year.
Oh, I watched that and I was like 8.
You watched that when you were 8? I could barely handle it at 37.
Yeah, it was rough.
For me, this is going to be embarrassing, but my first like horror movie experience was E.T. The beginning of that movie, you know, the spaceship comes down, there's lights, there's like all those like hunters running through the woods, like their keys are like jingling like really loud, and the dogs are barking and shit, and this little guy comes out like, man, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'm leaving the room.
Oh my gosh. I was literally so haunted. As a child, I was haunted by two things. Number one, Sleeping Beauty, that little like the weird score they did with the clarinet that's like,
okay, no, I get you.
That like freaked my shit out.
Are you gonna say Hexus for number 2?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Dude, Hexus is so weirdly attractive.
Don't say that ever. I will punch you so hard if you say that. Yeah. It's because he's voiced by Tim Curry. And you're like, there's something sexually magnetic about you now.
Is
it you? Is that you, Tim? Did you ever meet Vocal Crusher?
Me?
Yeah.
Like Jared?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in high school, I invited him over. We were watching Sleeping Beauty on VHS. And every time Maleficent came on screen, he would scream and shove, like, eject the tape. So stop it. We're just trying to watch a movie. Fernally, I watched when I was younger, and I had, like, nightmares about Hexus for the longest time. And then after about, a month or so, Hexus started turning into the genie in my dream. And I was like, oh, finally. Oh, gosh. Why do you guys like horror movies?
I think when I was younger, there was the aspect, like the rebellious aspect, because I wasn't allowed to watch them.
Yeah.
And especially because, like, especially in the church, it was like bad, bad, bad.
Yeah.
And so I liked watching them because I felt like super rebellious.
Oh, so edgy.
I have to say the same. I have to say the same in response. It's just like, not like because didn't grow up in a religious background, but just because, you know, like parents want to like make sure you're safe from the things you're watching and like try and censor shit from you. But obviously that's just kind of like, you know, that you're going to creep in like, okay, why am I not allowed to, right?
Yeah.
I think working in special effects makeup was really fun. And so I kind of want to see that aspect of it in other films.
Okay, this is why I like horror movies. It didn't have anything to do with being rebellious or anything like that. You know, I would try to watch them do a little bit of more meeting with Lee Scarby. And I was like, you're right. That sucks. I don't want to repeat that experience. But then, Kate, when you were my gateway drug in horror movies, after a while, I was like, I always know that something exciting is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I just know that something exciting will happen. Not, maybe not exciting in a good way, but I love writing this going to go on. Yeah. I think now when I watch other genres of film, I'm like, nothing, like, they didn't even know that something cool could ever happen.
In horror movies, they really push the envelope too.
Yeah.
Like more than I'd say other genres.
Yeah.
They just, they can do whatever the fuck they want and you're just like, yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. What subgenre of horror is your favorite? I.e. Winter zombies, slasher, horror comedy, etc.
Can we say the woods? Is that a subgenre? So I find any horror movie that has to do with the woods, I'm in.
Woodsy aesthetic.
Yeah.
Realism.
You like realism?
Yeah, but they just say, like, because you're in the woods, right? It keeps, like, a more of a realism thing. Like, what's in the woods? What's hiding in the woods, right? Like, I'm the same. Like, instead of, like, zombies and witches and all that shit, like, I like more realistic stuff. Why? Because it can actually fucking happen, right?
Okay, but can I just say something right now? Is that I think that you could have started the movie Dale and Tucker versus Evil. Like, that's all I've been thinking about this whole time.
I haven't seen the movie, so not.
Yeah, you've seen it, right?
No.
Oh my god, well that just made no sense to anyone except for me. Maybe you should go fucking watch it.
I would just put my thumbs up because I know how to take a compliment.
I think I like horror comedy is kind of my sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's really campy. Like, I love camp.
Yeah.
I love camp so much. Yes, I really like anything that's like that. Like, Wes Craven did a movie about a werewolf that had, like, Jesse Eisenberg in it, I think. And it was just so stupid and ridiculous. I loved it. I went to see it 3 times.
That was like me and Black Sheep.
Yeah.
Not the comedy. The horror movie about sheep.
You know what horror movie came out recently that I really want to watch, but I'm also, like, kind of scared to watch it? So, Winnie the Pooh, Keanu's colleague, Janae, like, last year, I think. Which means he's free. Anyone can do anything.
The Blood and Honey?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Fuck off.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, though.
You haven't watched it yet?
I want to, and I just keep forgetting.
Please don't thinking. It's time for killing.
Yeah. I also like anything to do with witches. I'm like, yes, sign me up. And anything that kind of was done in the 80s, I'm like, this is just going to be fun.
Yeah,
it's just gonna be a good time for me. So, The Shining. What do you guys feel about The Shining? Have you ever seen it?
I have seen that.
Yeah,
I've only seen the like second remake thingy.
Really? You never watched the like original?
No, but I've seen so many clips. And yeah, it's like culture has like quoted it so much that I feel like I know it.
First of all. Even so, for God's sake, I had this dream about The Shining, even though I had never actually watched it.
Ooh, it got into your dream.
Yeah, and so I'm going to age myself. But in the dream, there was a VCR in the middle of town. And it was playing The Shining, but it was making The Shining, like, play out in everybody's lives.
Oh, that's a cool dream.
No, it wasn't. It fucking wasn't. No, how dare you. It was so traumatic. And so the whole dream is me trying to like climb my like get my way to the magic VCR without getting murdered,
right?
So I can stop the Shining from happening. You know, it was like, and so I get eventually I get to the VCR and hit the eject button, and when like turns around and it's not, and then everyone got mad at me for stopping it. They're like, why'd you do that? She would have me. I was like, fuck.
And then I woke up and I was like, oh no. Anyways, later in life, I read the book and I was like, oh, like that was a good book. I can now watch the movie. And I watched the movie and I was like, what happened here?
Are they very different?
Well, it's just, I feel like the book was better. I think Stanley Kubrick kind of made it like more, he made it like less nuanced than it was supposed to be. And he like very reportedly like emotionally abused Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
The black guy who played the hotel. He like made him do the scene so many times and he was like in tears. And like all this stuff. And I'm just like, why do we keep rewarding emotionally abusive men? And be like, no, you did a great job. Come on down again. Like, no. Worst horror movies of all time.
Wicker Man.
Splice.
I forgot about that.
I
that
never.
So fucking weird.
I never forget about Splice. I'm like, what in God?
Like, no. I remember watching that as a grown-ass adult and being like, I need somebody to explain this to me.
why is that considered a horror movie anyways? It's not even...
It's like sci-fi.
Yeah.
Well, right? Event Horizon is technically sci-fi.
Yeah, that's true.
It's sci-fi with like one little moment.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Wicker Man, the Nicolas Cage ones. It was so fucking horrendous. I've never seen that.
I would literally watch it just because I was Nicolas Cage in it.
That is fair.
Centipede. Like the human set.
Oh, I couldn't watch that.
I've seen like, all three.
I'm like, no, stop. Why would you do that?
I don't want that image in my brain because I overthink it so much. To like, I don't want to go to the extent of how much I overthink it, but I do. I walked out of the room when that was playing.
It's not because I'm sick in the head. It's just because, well, if you get through the first one, there's two more to go. Let's see where the storyline progresses. Although,
what storyline?
If you haven't,
the storyline is in the title. There's no story.
If you haven't seen the third one, right? And I don't. And I'm probably going to spoil this for a lot of people out there that if you haven't seen it, but like where the dude, like the doctor guy, is like the warden of the prison, and by the end of the movie, he has sewn the entire prison together.
Oh my god!
Like out in the yard.
Stop
it! It's fantastically bad.
No, I can't. You know what's fantastically bad? Sharknado. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Sharknado is fantastically bad. Human Centipede is just like, should not have
gone. The Sharknado movies have gotten me through some hard days, and I do not appreciate that attitude.
So
I said they were fantastically bad. You didn't pay attention to the adjective.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I really didn't like the Hostel series. It was like so much misogyny and so much rape. I'm like, I don't.
And again, that's more gore than horror. That's more like shock value than jump scares.
I guess that's another thing is we didn't even classify it technically. What is horror? Like, what is a horror movie? Because I think a lot.
Anything that scares you. Ferngully. It's a horror movie, but what happens when you abuse Mother Nature?
Actually, you know what? I forgot about this entirely. There was American and Ashley all of a sudden. VHS about them going to a carnival that was slightly like horror movie-esque. That terrified me when I was a kid. But that's more because I hate clowns. So
yeah, I also don't like anything clowns. Like I think the It movies were well done, but I just like don't. I'm not into this here right now. The Saw series. I was like, these are like the Land Before Time of horror. I hate it.
I enjoyed the first one. It's just because like, they were different, and it was like
I left the theater. I went and called my mom on the payphone, and then I went back to the theater to pretend that I had called my mom. And Joelle was like, "You called your mom, didn't you?" And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I did." Let's stay for this. And the previews are terrifying. I can't even sit in the previews.
She came and picked you up.
Yeah, I was like, ugh. Yeah, I just couldn't do it.
Also, you said a payphone.
Yeah, I'm really dating myself now. Like, how old is this? Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I was also like,
whoa.
Tell us what you think.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
You don't get off the couch.
Which one?
The one that came out in the 2000s.
Understandable.
Thank you.
Okay. Because my all-time favorite.
You're right.
Fucking horror film is. The original from 1973, That is, to me, the pinnacle. That tops.
Right? Okay.
That's wow. I was like, "Ooh, wait a minute. We're gonna throw hands here." No,
no, but,
please don't beat the crap out of me just because I didn't okay. let the text.
But the ones in the early 2000s, they were getting their own storyline to the plot of what they were trying to do. But just like the OG one from 73, that one was just.
I have some news for you.
What?
I've never seen any of them.
Well, that's don't watch the one from the 2000s. It sucks. But watch the 1973 one, I guess.
Like, yes.
I feel like I have to watch all of them so I understand.
You know what? You got to
don't watch
it.
All of them. It's like so much misogynistic, a lot of the 2000s. And like,
especially the...
I don't like the horror trope where it's like, this woman is dressed like a slut, so she's going to get murdered first. It's like, okay.
Pretty much. You know, come on. Like, the first one was great. The second one was, which they were trying to capitalize on the first one. Okay, the storyline's a little goofy, but whatever. The third one's pretty up there. The fourth one, it's just like Matthew McConaughey trying to rape Renee Zellweger for like an hour and a
like,
half.
No, thank
it's
you.
Pretty bad.
Miss oh, yeah. me with that. Like, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, like, no. that one's pretty bad. But then, like, fast forward to, like you say, the early 2000 ones, which, like, you know, they weren't great, but they were okay.
They're like the James Bond of horror. There's just like so many of them.
Pretty much, yeah. And then after that, we have Leatherface, which is supposed to be an origin story. Absolute fucking shit. And then we got the Netflix one that came out like 2 years ago, like Texas Chainsaw, like reboot, which like it wasn't a great movie, but it was really rad to see Leatherface run around just like sawing up like millennials and hipsters and shit. That was pretty rad.
You're talking to two elder millennials right now.
Yeah, but you're not like
Gen X.
Yeah, but you're not like hipstery.
Okay,
or
like,
it was a movie about a man that gave the people comeuppance that deserved their comeuppance.
Poetic justice.
Yes.
Am I right? I'm also like not super into anything zombie. I'm like, I don't care.
I like zombie.
Yes, it's just a bunch of people walking around saying that they're hungry. I can just go look in the mirror.
They're all like held up at that mall and they're like, shoot,
I'm just
picking
super
off celebrities.
Hungry all the time. I'm like, bitch, we all are.
Yeah.
We all want a snack. Calm down.
I don't understand how people are so into Walking Dead.
But I'm really, actually, okay. Yeah, I was really into the Residential Evil movies until they made way too many of them. I was like, stop.
You know what?
Stop
I agree with that. I was into them and then it just felt like there was no more story anymore.
Yeah,
effects were cheesy. I was just like,
doesn't like I all of one DVD of like the sequels and watched the like making out featurette.
Yeah,
and it was just the ladies who started was like, it's just about a bunch of hot girls really kicking ass, and that's all they said about it. And I was like,
I mean,
hot girls kicking ass again. I can just go look in the mirror. Like, what do I need this for? I liked the first two or three, and then I was like, no, stop it. Although that one where they like made all those clones of Alice, I like imagine what that would be like if they made a bunch of clones.
I can't deal with that many women.
Yeah, neither. I can't even deal with the one I already know.
I gotta say, for a bad one that's well pretty recent, the last like decade, the movie came out like 2017 or 18. It's called Hereditary.
Oh, really? You didn't like Hereditary?
That movie was good right up to the point where they like that dude that got like he like sort of floating up into the treehouse outside.
Yeah.
That just killed the plot for me. Like just destroyed
really?
It. That movie had so much promise right up to like that point.
Yeah, I feel like everything up until the end, I was like, I'm tracking.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
and it just
it's a cult, that's all? It's just a cult.
Exactly. The last 5 minutes were so goofy. It's just like
the last 5 minutes were
yeah.
But everything leading up to that, I was like, I'm gonna shit my pants.
Yes.
See,
right?
I haven't seen it.
Like, it's.
Have you seen anything ever?
Like, no. Sorry, spoiler. But like, yeah, that movie it grabbed you up until like I say, you started floating up in the treehouse and this little robe on. I'm like, what the shit is this?
Yeah. Anything where any kind of sexual assault is depicted, I'm like, I just came out to have a good time. I don't want. I just want to see murder. Okay, please. So, best horror movies of all time. First of all, I have to say, I really am into Mike Flanagan as a director.
What's sort of movies that he does? Does he do?
So he does. He's done a bunch of TV shows on Netflix. He did The Haunting of Hill House. Oh, he did The Haunting of Bly Manor.
He did
Midnight Mass. He did one of the Ouija sequels or prequels.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's done a bunch of stuff. He's really good. I really like Mike Flanagan a lot. Get Out was really good.
I own it and I still haven't watched it.
What is wrong with you? Have either of you watched Smile?
No.
No, I haven't.
I mistakenly, because I'm an idiot, went to go see this in theaters.
Oh, did you go by yourself?
No. So me and Skylar, my friend Skylar, we have this thing where every Wednesday we watch a horror thing together. Yeah. And we call it Spooky Wednesday. I saw this trailer for this movie Smile and I was like, yeah, let's go see it. Let's just take this to the next level. Go see something in theaters.
Yeah.
And then during it, I was like, this was
a very bad idea.
This was a mistake.
I remember you talking about it.
Yeah, it's like really good. It's kind of based on the premise that there's like this trauma monster. When a person has been afflicted by the trauma monster, they will start to smile. And so the whole premise is like, you only get infected by the trauma monster if you're alone, which is like the nature of trauma. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, if you cut yourself from everyone and hide from the trauma monster, it, like, can't find you. When you're in trauma or going from trauma, you isolate yourself from other people.
Yeah.
So it was, like, really well done, and it was, like, a metaphor for, like, everything.
Yeah.
But I was like, this is too real.
Too much.
Yeah.
What would you say is your, like, all-time favorite horror movie? Your go-to? Your comfort horror movie?
Oh, my comfort horror movie? Well, I have a bunch on the list, but Smile was one that stuck out to me that I watched last year. Probably like my go-to comfort is always going to be Cabin in the Woods.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
I laugh so hard every time that motorbike scene.
I just laugh at everything Fran Caron says or does in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, slime me in.
I think I already touched on mine.
About Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, the original one. But the reason why that one's my favorite is like, this is kind of go back to more of like the whole more old school classic horror film fan than I am. It's just because the characters themselves are real. Like Leatherface himself is a real character.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like he interacts, he feels pain like when he gets hit in the head with the wrench and he falls over and the chainsaw falls down and cuts him the leg. He sits there and he grabs it and he screams, he's clearly in pain. Like, this is what
you made your own bed, now you're gonna lie in it.
Exactly. But this is a real person, you know, so it makes it to me, that'd be more, it's even freaky because, like I say, it's total, it's fiction, but at the same time, it's also reality-based and stuff. Like, these are relatable people, so it messes you up more. Like, how many times has Jason been killed or Michael been killed or Freddy been killed?
Michael Myers, I hate, like, the Halloween series, I'm like, this is just about misogyny.
Exactly, and they always come back in the next movie, they're gonna get you know, this, that. It's just like...
That ain't real.
You know, like, there's like...
Bitch,
you know,
that ain't real.
Yeah, the spooky parts and stuff, but it's just like, but just realism stuff. That's what scares the hell out of me because it could actually happen. It's burnt. You know what I mean? And there again, their biggest credit to that whole world was Ed Gein and the shit that he did back in the 50s.
There. Yeah.
Woo!
They were
not good.
They were like, what an inspiration. Let's write
this. Exactly. Right? They were the direct inspiration.
About this shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
My favorite is the opposite of that.
What's your favorite?
Okay, my favorite is called The Ritual. And it's Guys in the Forest.
Oh, I watched this with Skylar.
I love the visuals of it.
I was just like, where is this going? Like, where?
Yeah, most people were watching it. He fell asleep. And that's okay. I fucking love it. I don't know. I love the cinematography of it. The story is super cheesy, but I also love that it pulls in, like, other beliefs and just creatures and shit. I don't know. I really liked it. I mean, Cabin in the Woods was my other one.
I think it's because, like, the characters are relatable, and it kind of makes fun of the tropes of horror movies.
Totally makes fun of it, yeah.
Yeah, and I just really like that a stutter was involved in the making of it. I don't know, it was just a good time for me. I had a great, like, my favorite part is, like, how it's, like, kind of transposed with the reality of, like, these guys in an office. They're basically, like, grunt workers in the office.
Totally.
And it's just, like, I don't know. It's just so great. Just everything to me.
I also really enjoyed the second and third Blair Witch. The first was...
I've never seen any of the Blair Witches.
I don't know.
Yeah, the first was too drawn out for me, but, like, I was bored. I liked the idea of it. And so the second and third, I don't remember which one's which, but one was more like somebody filming, not like found footage. But I really enjoyed those ones because they're spooky and I love being in the woods and my brain makes up stuff every time I'm in the forest.
Nice. Like an enjoyable way or like I am scared?
Oh, I scare myself all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I don't.
Like Anna Green Gables and she's like, Marilla, don't make me go through the haunted wood. And Marilla's like, what? Fiddlesticks. You'll go through the wood and you'll love it. You'll love it. Suspiria, what are the most famous horror movies of all time? The original is like, okay, so there's an original and then there's the remake in 2018. So have you ever watched either of them?
No.
Okay, so Suspiria is about, it's about this ballet studio and everyone at the, and it's basically a front for a coven of witches. Which I was like, yes. And they cast spells by dancing, which I'm also like,
oh,
yes,
of course they do.
Sign me the fuck up. But the first one, great, so they got this like really like avant-garde like metal band to do the score. Mm-hmm. And it is literally so jarring that I'm like, oh, I am fully like, I'm in my autism right now. Shut that off. Don't you ever. I can't even handle like
the rest of
it's
life.
So like symphonically jarring that I'm just like no. So but the remake was really great, but there are still some parts that I can't just like straight up watch because I'm like, oh, but bones aren't supposed to go that way anyways. They kind of do this like very dramatic like music, like dance number in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it is electric. No, it's not like that at all. I will show you the clip and you'll be like, I just shit my own pants. Anyways, I always recommend that remake to everyone. I'm like, have you seen the 2018 version of Suspiria? If not, you should probably watch it. I also really like any horror movie where like a woman just fully leads into her villain era. Mm. I'm just like, good for her.
You go, girl.
I'm like, yes. So like Carrie, for example, Midsommar, for example, like slow clap. Have you guys ever seen The Witches of Eastwick?
No.
No.
This man in the 80s and has Susan Sarandon, Cher, Jack Nicholson, and then someone else, I forget. But Jack Nicholson plays like Satan.
Okay.
I want to go watch this right now.
And then he like comes to town and these women don't know that they're witches and they're like, oh, we're witches. And then he like seduces all of them.
Oh my God.
But then they are like, oh no, he's actually Satan. And then they like end up like getting away from him and defying him and stuff. But it's like,
oh no,
it is Satan. So funny. Like it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. Ever. Have you guys ever seen Sinister?
Yes.
It's like, has Ethan Hawke.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So me and Skylar watched this movie, and at several points, like, either one of us was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Really? Like, because of how cheesy it was?
It was so scary.
Oh,
I was like, I am going to die. This is how it ends.
Yeah.
Skylar, like, fully had his hands over his mouth and was like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do.
Oh my God.
I also really appreciated, did you guys ever watch Mother? Did you ever watch The Haunting of Bly Manor?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you know the Lady of the Lake or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was so mad at that one. After Hill House came out,
yeah,
I thought it was going to be good and it sucked.
Really? I thought it was good, but there was a serious amount of time where I would like be afraid to leave my bedroom after 8 p.m. And this is because I lived with the Hunters and Steph at the time. And Jesse is just an absolute Manx rascal. Like, this person would wait until it was dark and then he would, like, wait outside. He'd wait for me. Like, he would wait for me to leave my room.
He knows that it would be.
And he knows. Okay. And so, in this house that we lived in, it was like built in the 70s for like rich people. So there is like this big spiral staircase, and then there's this little carpeted ledge for like no reason. It's just hanging out.
You can sing.
Yeah. So this one night thing, why would he do this to me? But I'm walking through my bedroom and I kind of look around and I look up and then I spot something on the ledge. And it's Jesse pretending to be the Lady of the Lake. He has his like neck off to one side. I like screamed so loud. I'm really surprised I didn't wake the entire house. And this kind of shit would happen all the time. I would just like hide and then pop out and I'd be like, Jesse, no!
I find that my head creates a lot of things that like the real life version doesn't scare me then.
Yeah.
Because like same thing with, is it The Ring where she comes out of the TV?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I watched that theaters. So like, I didn't sleep for a week.
I haven't seen that. I've just seen that clip.
You've just seen the clip.
But that wasn't enough.
An isolated clip.
My room was in the basement. And so to get upstairs, you had to go up the dark stairs. And so just every time I had to go up the stairs, I would just picture that girl crawling up after me.
Yeah. So that image was so hard. You shut
the light off, like run up real fast.
Yeah. You have to be faster than the speed of light. Yes.
I slept with the lights on for a week. This was like in my before era where I was still really afraid of horror movies.
Yeah.
But like my friends were like, please come see this movie. I was like, all right. So I go see this movie. And then, you know, I have my eyes shut during the scary part, but I'm seeing things that Jason Delling, and he goes, oh my God, look at her face. And so I uncovered my eyes to gaze upon her face, and I have regretted it ever since. So anyways, my little brother knew that like 7 days was a thing, so he was, I would like close the door and I was sleeping with the lights on it.
Yeah.
And he just whispered like 7 days at the keel. And I was like, well, thanks. Now I'm going to have to sleep with the lights on for another 2 weeks. You bastard. So I used to work at Rogers Video back in the day. We would call people to say, hey, you have a rental that's overdue. So this one time, me and Whitney Card got on the phone at the same time. We dialed this lady up and she picks up the phone and say it. And, but he was like, your rental's overdue. And she's like, oh, by how long? And then I whisper 7 days into the room. And she's like, excuse me? And then he was like, what? She was like, did you just say something? And when he was like, no, I don't think so.
You jerk.
I did like The Ring just because it like had a plot. And yeah. I do like horror movies that have a plot and don't have rape. That's I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Another horror movie that is like very campy that I enjoyed, but I didn't want anyone else to know that I enjoyed it because it was like so embarrassing for me to enjoy it. Is Tim Burton's Dark Shadows, like Johnny Depp.
That's scary?
No, it's not scary, but I just really liked the line, reveal yourself, tiny songstress. I still say that all the time.
Yeah. No, like, that is a great, funny show.
It's a quotable line for me.
I honestly, like, I really like Johnny Depp in that.
Yeah.
Like, his entire character was great.
Yeah. There's this one part where this girl's like, are you stoned or something? And he's like, they tried stoning me, my dear. It did not work. Then he's like, and then he's like, when did they start allowing women of the night on the estate?
Yeah. See, that's the thing is he says so many good things.
How do you feel about the Conjuring franchise?
Yeah, I like it.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for this guy, yeah.
I think I saw like the second one in theaters, and I think that was like a little... The moral of the story is Megan should not be watching horror movies in theaters at any time. But I still am like, oh, it'll be fun. And I go and I'm like, ah, no. But yeah, the Conjuring 2 in theaters, I was like, I do not wish to drive home. Would you like to come home with me, friend? Just not for sex, just for to accompany me.
I just want somebody to see me to the front door.
Yeah. Purely to the front door. No kissing. Just see me to the front door and we'll see you later.
We just went and saw, was it The Exorcist?
Yeah.
The newest one?
Very.
Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
It's... With the 10 girls?
No, I watched The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mm-hmm. That was really like...
I actually thought that was boring to me.
Oh, not me. I think that was also my before area. That was when we lived on Swanhaven. Mm. Do you remember? In that house on 96th Street that the PS moved into?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So you know how downstairs there was like the TV and there's my room and there was that like that little bathroom / laundry room? So... During the middle of this movie, Kevin
Okay, Kevin always torments me. He was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. We're like, all right. And then after, and then it got really into it in a really intense scene, like so much so that I had forgot that Kevin was even there or that he had like excused himself to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And at the height of the scene, Kevin starts banging on the bathroom door and pretending he's like possessed. Mm-hmm. And I like screamed and fell off the couch. And I was like, I forgot you were even in this house. Like, I forgot you even existed, Kevin. Get out of there. That's the kind of thing that he would do to me. All the time.
I don't think I've ever watched a horror movie with any of my siblings.
Did you guys watch the Fear Street, like the new Fear Street thing on Netflix?
The Street, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
I really enjoyed those.
I really like them too. Like, there is the very cheesy aspect, but there's a very gory aspect. Yeah. And I like the idea of like this different time periods, but all being linked.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. That was cool for me.
So, like, The Witch.
Yeah, I really liked The Where Witch. I thought The Witch was quite good.
There's so much, like, I guess, suspense. You're, like, waiting for something to happen the entire movie.
Yeah.
And then there's no really big thing that happens, and you're just kind of like, oh. And I guess
at the end, she just goes and joins, like, a group of naked women like, singing in the forest.
Who wouldn't?
Like, that sounds like a good time.
It sounds like my typical weekend.
Sorry, Mina.
But I think I like things like that where it doesn't have to be so crazy and jump scary and gory. Yeah. It can literally just be this story that takes place and you're like, oh shit.
You've ever wished that you could cut out the memory of Nicolas Cage
screaming, the beast!
Yeah.